Well, hello everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and this is another Daily Dose of Medicine Walk. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, this is Healing House Radio. So I hope everybody's doing well and, still continuing in the quarantine and feeling good and, you know, fingers crossed, everything will be fine next week so I can get back to my life as much as any of us can get back to our lives. It is just, you know, in talking with people, and I'm doing a lot of work with people kind of, you know, to help find their balance point, to help find their eye of the storm. And the just prevailing sentiment is exhaustion. And so today I want to talk about what it means to be an exhausted empath, because that goes beyond just physical, you know, fatigue. You know, we can get worn out and worn down by just, you know, doing the things we're doing and dealing with the stress levels of a very chaotic world. And empathic exhaustion sort of goes to another level, because what happens is we are so connected and become so resonant with all of the stuff going on around us. And also because of the fact that, you know, during times of stress, people are instinctively drawn to people who are empathic and just want to talk to them and, you know, really go over a lot of stuff about, you know, all the things that are troubling them and all the worries they have. And when you don't know how to set up good boundaries for that, when people just come and dump, it soaks in. It, you know, gets into you. It gets into your energy. And having all of this negativity just kind of dumped on you and starting to, you know, sort of get into you, it can lead to empathic exhaustion. So how do you know you're an exhausted empath? Well, there is, you know, the physical aspect. You feel tired, but it's almost like a restless, irritated tired. And you reach a point where even, you know, when you enjoy interacting with other people, you reach that place where you don't want to talk to anybody. You don't want to deal with anybody. You don't want anyone around you. And what that can do is that can lead to some very difficult social situations, because all of a sudden, all the people who are used to you being there for them and they're used to you doing things and being that, you know, that shining light so that they can be okay. When an empath becomes exhausted and doesn't want to deal with anybody, we're pretty clear in that. And some people may react badly. They may go into resentment because, you know, they're not being taken care of. They're not getting the support they need. And when folks come at us with that, that can make an empath even more exhausted. It's often, you know, it's disrupted sleep patterns. You just cannot, you know, it's almost like you're so tired, you can't rest. And it's an energetic fatigue. It is something that is, you know, a part of our energetic makeup, which means that other people may not understand it in the same way as, you know, with just being tired. Or it may be confused with, oh, you just need a good night's sleep. You just need this. You just need that. And then, you know, back in the saddle again. And yes, sometimes we need to push through exhaustion, but empathic exhaustion is not something we can push through. It is a clear sign that it's time to back off. It's time to, you know, pull back, regroup, and come out again when you're feeling a little bit better. Now, the important thing is that if you're experiencing empathic exhaustion, you know, this isn't something that you can just will away. You know, you are exhausted. That's because you've been doing such good work. You've been there for people. You've been helping people. You've been trying to keep your spirits up and keep their spirits up. So it's important to realize when it's time for you to stop. It's time to take some time for yourself. It's time for other people to be able to be responsible for their own stuff for a little while, maybe a few days, maybe a week. It depends on, you know, how far down that rabbit hole you've gone. And the more intense the exhaustion, the more time it's going to take for you to be able to reach equilibrium again. So how do you deal with empathic exhaustion? Well, like I said, first step is to, isolate and get some time for yourself to yourself. If you are in a household that has other people in it and you're all kind of quarantined together, work on getting some alone time in a room, whether it's soaking in the bathtub, taking a long shower, going into the bedroom, closing the door, and having everybody understand that it is not to be knocked on, or finding some place, even if it's going outside and sitting in your car. You just need to separate from everybody and, just kind of sit and breathe. And, maybe you need to cry. Sometimes when that empathic exhaustion hits, we just need to either have a good cry or, get a pillow and scream into the pillow. It usually means that that energy needs to be released somehow. Now, can energy be released in a, less angry way or a less frustrated way? Yeah. I mean, you can, if there's a movie that always made you laugh or a comedian that always made you laugh, you can have, something where you just laugh and you're able to let it out. Or if you have a friend who, one, does not drain you, and two, is able to, get you kind of, if they're the ones who can always get a chuckle out of you, talk with them and let yourself laugh. Let yourself, because sometimes even a good laugh will release the energy. It doesn't have to be crying. It doesn't have to be screaming. You can, if you're by yourself, dance around the room. I mean, to the point where you're just sweating and you're tired and you're physically exhausted. You can go out and take a walk, because those are still allowed. You can go out and take a walk, practice social distancing and masking or whatever. You can do something to exert yourself. I play video games, and, for me, it's like take a nap or play some video games and, get myself distracted, because distraction is a part of that. You need to step out of the energetic space that you're in. And once you figure out what it is that you need to do in order to let that energy out, then you can, once you go through that process, then there's a process of resetting, which is usually either, you can sleep, you can go into a meditation, but just get by yourself where everything can be quiet. And that will help you to be able to kind of reach that point where you can be able to, settle yourself back down. I mean, like I said, the more exhausted you are, the more you will end up needing time to settle yourself down. But once you do, just monitor it. Don't let yourself reach that point of exhaustion. Our bodies give us hints when things are reaching those high stress levels. And you know yourself, you know your body, you know your reactions. If you feel you're going into that, you don't have to wait till you're at exhaustion level 10 in order to do something about it. When you start getting around 4 or 5, cut it off and say, it's like, okay, I need to withdraw. I need to take care of myself. Because if you do it then, it doesn't take as long. It doesn't, and if you make a habit of at least once a week having some time to yourself, having some time where you're separate, where you're doing something that you enjoy, where you're sort of, being in that space of just being you and not taking care of anybody else. If you could do that at least once a week, preferably 3 to 4 times a week, but if at least once a week you can dedicate time to yourself, you won't hit those high levels of empathic exhaustion. And then you won't feel that you need to cut yourself off because you're overwhelmed. It'll be okay. You can do this, and I'm very happy to help. If you have a particular circumstance that is sort of, maybe you feel is an unusual circumstance, please feel free to contact me. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow my Facebook group, Medicine Walk with Dr. Eileen. And you can also reach me by my email address, which is in the description. And if you have a particular question about empathy, please feel free to put that in. Otherwise, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can put them in the comments section. And for those of you who are listening in on Blog Talk Radio, please follow the link that's in the description there to the YouTube page. And if you like this video, please press like. And if you like what we're doing and, you know, think that these are kind of cool, please consider subscribing. It really helps out the channel. So, thank you for joining me. As always, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings from my heart to yours. Love you, and see you next time. Bye.